Ben Sanders is serving two consecutive life terms for the murders of two Milwaukee police officers in 1973. Sanders has a parole hearing coming up soon, the latest in many he has had a legal right to because he was not sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. At a news conference, Republican gubernatorial candidate and Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker joined the president of the Milwaukee Police Association in calling on the Department of Corrections to deny Sanders' request for early release. Walker says Sanders' case highlights what's wrong with the state's new early release program.
That would not have altered this case specifically for this request, but it is a clear reminder that for every person going forward, we should never allow early release.
But Sanders isn't eligible for early release. He's eligible for parole. Department of Corrections Secretary Ishmael Ozan says it appears that was forgotten or misunderstood when both Scott Walker and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett sent letters to the DOC demanding that Sanders not be released.
It wasn't clear whether they understood what they were talking about or maybe they understood and they were just trying to confuse the issue.
Department of Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish has issued a statement making it clear that Sanders was never eligible for early release and that it's very unlikely he'll be granted parole because the current head of the parole board is a former Milwaukee police officer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.